Hello and welcome to Three Nerds in a Basement Anime Club, where, if you've been following by now, you should know, we talk about anime.
Lots of anime.
Actually, two anime.
That's right.
One is Boku no Hero Academia, or for our English speakers, My Hero Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Kizunaiver, or for our English speakers, Kizunaiver.
Wow. Great.
Yeah. Season finales this episode. So usually we had the rule for Hero Academy, which is we will just keep in line with the episode numbers.
Yeah.
But this week, the finals for both shows have come out. So we are going to talk about two episodes of Boku no Hero and the season finale of Kizunaiver.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you haven't watched that, then why are you here?
Why are you at the video that says... Anime Club finale.
Yeah, like, it's actually the end. Yeah. So, we're going to spoil it.
Mm.
Full conversation. Mm. Let's get right into it. Mm. My Hero Academy. Mm. Start with season. Episode 12. Yep. First of the 13 episodes. Mm. We see more of Nomu.
Yeah.
And All Might. We see All Might's true power.
Well, he arrives on the scene.
Let's start. He arrives on the scene. Moves faster than the eye can see.
Yeah.
Just saving students left and right. He's attacking people while saving students.
Yeah.
And he's just a monster.
I never realized that he was so fast.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Like, I always knew he had super strength where, like, he could jump far.
Yeah. Like, I knew he was fast, but I didn't know he was, like...
He's agile.
Like, I didn't realize he was supersonic fast.
Yeah, when you think of that stuff... when you think of, like, ultimate strength and that, you kind of think of the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hulk's, like, he's fast, but he's not the most agile dude. Like, if he needs to stop, he's just going to run into a building.
Yeah, I guess a closer comparison would be, like, Superman.
Yeah.
But even Superman, I wouldn't consider him agile.
Right, you'd be the Flash.
Yeah. But, like, it's weird that All Might is the Flash as well.
He's now everything.
Now I understand why he is the hero.
Yeah, because he's everything to all people.
Yeah.
Right. And he showed off his power in this episode. It turns out Nomu has shock absorption. That's why Midoriya's fist didn't break when he hit him.
Yeah.
And that's not apparently his quirk either.
No.
Super strength is not his quirk.
I don't think he
shock
has one.
Shock absorption is not his quirk. Super regeneration is his quirk.
Yes.
So someone blows off his arm. Was it All Might?
No. So what happens is the ice guy comes.
Yes.
Because All Might's suplexing him.
All Might does a sick, sick German suplex.
Into?
A black hole.
Yes.
That teleports him. So it saves Nomu from the shock of the German suplex.
Yeah.
And it puts...
It was such a shonen moment.
It was crazy because there's like one half of them that's in a suplex, but the other half of them is in a black hole. And they're like, oh no.
Yeah.
What's happening? And yeah, Nomu gets his claws in, but then our overpowered Iceman comes in. It's just like, freeze!
Yeah.
Everybody freeze, and then it shatters his arms and his leg, I think.
Right.
And he just regenerates muscle tissue first, and then regenerates skin.
Mm.
It's super gross.
Mm-hmm.
But the all-out fight that occurs after that is All Might going... Past 100%. He is going plus ultra, which is what this show is all about.
He does. And he even grabs plus ultra.
Yeah, he grabs plus ultra, and it's kind of nuts. It is one of the most exciting fist fights I've seen in anime in a long time, like superhero fist fights.
Yeah.
Since like part 3 of JoJo. Like, but and like even that to me was a known quantity.
Yeah, that's a cool punch.
Yeah. Because like he just like JoJo's known for the aura, just like flurries of punches that could like destroy you and you're matching them, but they do it in this one. And they do it at like different angles while they're fighting. They're like getting flung into different areas, bounced off of ground. Like at one point, Nomu was upside down doing flurries of punches in the air while All Might was just like standing his ground and doing stuff.
Right.
It was super cool.
Very cool.
I loved that fight. It was a great, great fight. Also, Nomu gets bopped into space, but not really.
Hmm.
Yeah. And that was the end of episode 12. Then episode 13 comes along. It's pretty much a wrap up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, All Might can't move.
All Might can't move. He's bluffing against... Oh, I forget his full name because they use his full name as the guy with the hand on his face.
Yeah.
And Black Hole Man and Hand on His Face, they're trying to pretty much, like, they're like, should we try and kill All Might still? Like, and then All Might's bluffing because he's like, I'm done. Like, I'm spent. I can't actually move.
Yep.
Midoriya comes to save the day. He breaks both his legs again.
He breaks both his legs to show that he, too, can go supersonic.
Yeah. He just can't control it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, it that part's a pretty short sequence. Bad guys get away. All Might's, like, almost exposed, but not really. Mm. But we also get to see a lot of powers from new pros.
The teachers?
Yeah, the teachers. There's Cementos. Uh-huh. Who just sounds like he's a Geodude alternate evolution.
Like, that's true.
Like, if Golem had a mega evolution, it would be Cementos.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, and he controls cement. There is our Wild West teacher, who just can shoot from anywhere and just be like, I'm at the other end, pop, pop, pop. Y'all get shot in the arms in the, like, non-vital spots.
Yep.
There's a couple, like, other characters who were there but didn't really show their power.
Yeah, they didn't do much.
Yeah, there's the dominatrix lady who hung with the principal a lot.
Yeah.
And so that's cool because, like, at the end of this episode, they do say that there's a season two.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll show more. Mm-hmm. But I'm probably just going to read this series.
Are you going to read it now?
Yeah, unless we do another anime club of it. Mm. Like, I'm probably just going to read it.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah. It was cool. I liked it.
Yeah, the thing was cool, but what did you think about the series as a whole?
The series,
because we're at the finale now, so, like, what do we think about this journey?
The series as a whole, the series started off very slow.
Mm.
It started off with too much crying, too many flashbacks. It was a super slow start to where I feel that maybe if I was watching it by myself, I might have given up.
Yeah. I can definitely share those sentiments.
Yeah, but I'm really glad that I stuck with it.
Yeah.
Because the way quirks are... the way quirks are within that world, there is, like, actual limitless possibility to what kind of stuff we can see.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it all depends on the author's creativity. If he can keep up, like, the cool power usages and power combinations between heroes and villains and stuff, I think that series will be really awesome.
Yeah.
Right. It's unfortunate for that slow start. I think probably a lot of people were dropped away or dropped off from... It took about, I want to say, like, 7 episodes to get going.
I think it took to the point where Midoriya, where they're at the entrance exams.
Where he stopped crying. And he's just like, I'm just going to do
something about it. Where they were doing that fight in the city, and he punched the robot that didn't count for any points.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was when the show turned around. But that took, that was like episode 5.
Yeah, it took a while.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. There is a great show in this series, and
mm-hmm.
It's definitely something that, like, I normally don't watch a lot of anime, but I do read a lot of manga. So it'll be something that I keep up with.
Well, it's in the Jump.
It is in the Jump.
It's in the Jump.
It's also not surprising that there is, like, they immediately announced the season 2 at the stinger for this.
Yeah.
Because this is the show they are pushing as, like, pretty much the Naruto replacement.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, like, so Naruto's done, Bleach is ending.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that they need another, like, here's this shonen, like, typical shonen thing that we want to push as
they're throwing it all out there. They need something to
fill the gap. It's super crazy that Bleach, Naruto, and One Piece all came out when they did, because it created this trifecta of manga in Jump where you're just like, man, they're set for a while.
Yeah,
but they haven't really had anything that's good enough, or I wouldn't say good enough, but mainstream enough to appeal to, like, such a general Jump audience.
I
think the last great shonen I read, like, I'm not even gonna count JoJo, but it's Madoka Box.
That's still going on.
No, that's over. That's been over for a while. But that is something where it's like, it's super cool, but it's not something that's mainstream enough for that high school kid Jump audience who is coming at Jump every weekend, going to the Lawsons and be like, what's the new Jump guy? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I think Madoka Box was never always going to do it, just because it was a high school setting. Like
it was a high school setting, but also past the anime. I know you didn't read it.
Yeah,
that show gets very mature.
Uh-huh.
Not only like it's not mature as in like sexuality. It's,
I know,
but just character development and stuff like that. And
yeah,
even certain powers get really mature. Like these one girls have the power of words. So whatever they say and like the way they manipulate kanji.
Yeah.
Creates different powers for them. It's really messed up. Like it gets really, really kind of like adult shonen.
But yeah, so My Hero, I thought it was fun. It was a good ride. You never had to think too much, but it was entertaining to watch most of the time. It was typical shonen stuff. Had some great moments.
Yeah, there's a lot of moments where me and you were both like, man, we got fan theories and like, what's going to happen? Like, nah, this is going to happen. And sometimes we called them out.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of times where you're just like, okay. Like, wow, they just did that.
Yeah. Towards the end of the series, a part of me was really hoping that All Might would die.
Yeah.
He doesn't, obviously.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's still chilling.
Because I thought that would make a really interesting impact on Midoriya if All Might had to die before he could either A, fully transfer the power, teach him everything he needs to know.
Or to unlock the subconscious within
him. And then Midoriya would always have to live with that guilt. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe for me, that's something I'd want to see, but I guess in the greater scheme of things, that's not really shonen material.
That seems like, it seems too early. Like, I wouldn't put it past them to do that, because they kind of did that with Jiraiya and Naruto.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's more of like mid lifespan thing.
I think that's... That's why a part of me is kind of like, I wish they weren't following the template so hardcore like that.
Okay.
Like, they just switched it up a bit.
Yeah.
Like, Bakugo at the beginning, I thought he would be...
Like, he's going to turn. Like he's going to be the villain.
Like, or things are going to be like, he's gonna push the envelope on what it means to be a hero. But so far, he hasn't really done anything.
Yeah. And, like, he's still riding that edge.
Yeah.
But not as much as you would like.
Yeah, I feel like they put him in there, like, he was kind of like a bait and switch, like...
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's just a hothead. No, he actually thinks, too.
And, and then it's like, oh, no, he is just a hothead.
He's just a hothead, don't worry about it.
I feel like they put the ice guy in that other realm just so that they could have a proper...
Yeah, they're like, he's really strong.
Like, we can't have him in the main fight, or else people would question that.
Yeah, he's just really strong.
Because once he shows up, it's kind of like, tables have turned.
He actually turns the table so hard.
Yeah.
Like, just him alone, like, is insane.
Yeah.
Like, Bakugo didn't even need to be there.
Yeah. Bakugo, what is he? He saves Midoriya?
He ties down...
Oh, the...
The warp guy.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's like, I know you got, like, a physical form somewhere in here. Yeah. Right? He ties down the warp guy so that it controls the portals.
Yeah.
And then, but just Iceman comes by and he's just like, listen, even though you're super strong, I'm actually just going to shatter you.
Yeah. Yeah. Which... He's too strong.
He's so strong.
And then he's like, look at these pros. They're way strong. I'm like, dude, you're the strongest.
I think for him, it's like, it's less so of his power, but like all the kids were shocked at the sheer savagery.
Oh, that's true.
Of the League of Villains.
That's true.
Like, they're just like, oh my God, they will actually go at all costs to destroy you, to destroy you and everything you care about. Mm-hmm. And it's that mental state that they are not prepared for.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of the savagery, I am surprised that despite the... Like, all the violence. No one dies.
Yeah.
Like, nobody dies.
People get, like, super critical.
But they're injuries. Not even critical, because in, like, I guess at the end we find out, they're all going to be fine.
Except for Eraserhead.
Maybe his powers will be a little bit tweaked, but...
Or gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he can still somehow control those psychic ribbons.
Yeah, psychic cloth and get rid of your quark eyes.
And he's still awesome at hand-to-hand and... Yeah. Still a ninja. Who knows?
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But yeah, season 2 is coming. Who knows?
Season 2 is coming. We'll see. I guess maybe we'll see how that goes, but it won't be... I don't think it'll be an anime club, so...
Yeah. Well, there might be other things.
Yeah.
There might be other things.
Fall season.
We'll see. Hopefully. But yeah, that was that.
Yeah, that was that for Bogan. I enjoyed it.
I really did too. It was a fun watch.
I just wish it didn't take so long to get started.
Mm-hmm. I felt good. You know what the problem was? It had the sort of pacing of a show that was... 26 episodes.
Yeah.
But then when you found out it was 13, you were like, oh no.
Oh, they just put all the action here.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the back eight, no, like 8 through 13 is kind of like, oh, that's where we are.
Here's where your budget is.
Yeah. But enough about that. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Next one was Keys and Ivor. Now, this had its finale. This was only 12 episodes. This was Trigger's outside the box anime, we'll say.
It's their attempt at doing something serious.
Yeah, it's not the standard Trigger stuff. They wanted to branch out and do something different. Totally understandable.
Yeah.
And so they made a slice of life sort of friendship anime.
Yeah.
Drama sequence
thing.
That looked gorgeous.
Yeah. Yo, style.
Yes.
So much style.
Yes. This last episode, I guess we finally understand Sozunaki's plans of she wants to connect the world because she has this belief that the only reason she ever made friends is because they were always connected through the Kizuna system.
Yeah.
And it's just been ingrained in her mind as a child.
Yeah.
And so she feels like if she wants the whole world to get together, she'll have to connect them all and she'll have to bear the pain herself.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened in the original experiment.
Yeah.
I wish that was revealed a lot earlier. Yeah. I wish that single story plot was something we knew about
even
way earlier.
Even something like 2 episodes
yeah.
ago. Like, it doesn't even, it's like mid-season they reveal it. Like,
yeah.
Because, I don't know. We'll continue with your thoughts and then I'll go into mine.
No. I mean, I just wish they revealed that specific story point a lot earlier because it would have made the show have, there would have been a through line to the ending that I would have been able to appreciate a lot more. Because for me, the ending, I like the ending. Like, I like the way it ended. I like the way it wrapped up. I like how they're all friends. I kind of want to set my wallpaper to their Parikura
picture. That was
like,
cute.
I want that for my wallpaper on my
like your phone, tablet.
Yeah, PC. or my Mac, whatever. And that's fine. But I think you and I will agree. The high point of the show is when emotions got too real and the kids were in the rain crying. Yeah. Like, that was kind of the high point, and the ending never got to that again.
No, so for me, like, the ending, like, the show always built up to something bigger than just emotions.
Okay.
Right? At least in my eyes.
Yeah. Well, it always had to.
Yeah, and when in the end, it really didn't.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing of Sonozaki taking over the city and being like, no, we're gonna be all connected, like, don't leave me.
Yeah.
It's a big, elaborate setup for dealing with her emotions.
Yeah.
Whereas the rest of the show was dealing with the whole crew's emotions.
Yeah.
And it was almost in that Persona vein of, we have learned this lesson.
Yeah.
Just because we were with the Kizuna system, it maybe kickstarted us to being friends.
Yeah.
But it's not the reason we're friends.
Yeah.
And they have to teach Sonozaki that lesson.
Yeah.
Right? And it was disappointing to me.
Mm.
I thought this last episode was pretty weak.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I totally understand. I don't think I would be as... I definitely probably liked it more than you.
Okay.
But yeah, this last episode, I thought it could have been better.
Yeah. And to be clear, this is just for this episode.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that the whole series as a whole yet is like...
Yeah.
That'll come later.
But yeah, I mean, well, let's go to that then. How did you think of the whole series?
I thought the whole series was good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I did, like, if I had to pick out of the two series, I probably enjoyed Boku no Hero more.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a quality show.
Mm.
If I wanted to recommend a show where it's like you want to see emotions get real, I would still recommend High School Comedy Snafu over it.
Same.
Because I feel it does better at real life emotions, but also because it's easier to get into because of the setting.
It's a lot more relatable.
Yeah, it's more relatable and it's not like all this weird stuff.
Yeah.
But the show still does really great stuff.
Yeah.
With just like human issues, right? And then seeing them from different perspectives of people who you're not. Like, there is probably a character in that show, in Keys and Ivor, where you relate to them.
Definitely. I could definitely see that, yeah, for sure.
And like, they probably deal with certain situations like you would think of dealing with situations. And then coming at it and being able to see the other person's perspective is really interesting because I feel like they capture There's no point where I felt a character's decisions was out of character for that person.
Yeah.
Right? I feel that they had these molds of people and kept to it.
And I think that was the show's like best quality or best trait in that you knew because you like the characters felt real.
Yeah.
And you always knew everything that they said, everything they did was on point, and you could never argue against them because you'd be like, well, no, that's who they are.
Yeah, even when it was like shocking reveals when there was the whole like love square thing going on, right? You're like, no, that makes sense. Like you couldn't pick it apart.
Yeah, like I know the one that really I was like, oh man, it was when Tango like he understands that the girl he likes his friend, but he's not gonna do anything about it because that's the kind of bro he is.
Yeah, he's a bro, and you're like, oh Tango, like man,
and he's like, I can't. I just can't.
But like, and then it goes to like, I need that closure. Yeah. And so when you go to what's her name?
Nico?
Chidori. When you go to Chidori, and Chidori is just like, listen, I have no actual time for you.
Yeah.
I've spent so much of my mental energy like with this other guy that I can't even think about you right now. Yeah. And even when like that happens, where usually Chidori is like this nice, happy-go-lucky person, like you're like, no, that would make total sense. If you have devoted like most of your time to trying to woo this person and nothing worked and it all blew up in your face, like the last thing you want to do is deal with someone else's emotional problems.
Yeah, for sure. Like all in all, Kizunaiver was like the most interesting and kind of out of this world way to embody or to display day-to-day relationships. Yeah. And I think that was its biggest value. I definitely like the characters the most from the show versus the actual plot.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of, I think that what won the day for me. I'm glad it was only 12 episodes. I don't think I need any more of it.
Yeah, maybe like I don't want another season.
No.
But maybe if it was like 13 episodes, like if they could fit like another episode in there to kind of like make certain episodes feel less cramped.
Yeah.
Especially this, like, if this finale was, like, a two-parter, and they could, like...
That's true.
...more elaborately explain certain situations, that would be a little bit better.
That'd be definitely cool. I gotta ask, who is your favorite character on the show?
Tenga and his cool shirts, like, that, like, the bro among bros, like, that kind of character, like, Kanji, like, every single cool shonen dude that you, like, you can name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that trope is always the one that gets me.
Yeah.
Like, you will stay true to your... Like, you are a man of your word.
Yeah.
And if you break your word, you are nothing.
Yeah.
Like, that is... I don't know if... It might be cheating because that's the archetype I love the most. Yeah. But I think Tenga embodied that kind of archetype perfectly.
Yeah, no. That makes sense. He was that archetype. Yeah.
And he also had cool shirts.
He did. Yeah. Well, they all had cool shirts.
True, they all had cool shirts.
Yeah, it's true. I like Tang a lot too, but I think my favorite, and it's mostly just because this is the archetype I always hate.
Okay.
But my favorite ended up being Nico.
Oh, okay.
Right? And I was just like, man, Nico, you're just the coolest.
Yeah, she's like super genuine.
Yeah.
She's never beating around the bush. She's like, listen, like sometimes I'm confused with my feelings, but I want to be friends with you guys, and I'm not going to just like,
She has a speech at the end. She's like, I fucking hate Sonozaki. I don't care if her life is tragic.
Yeah.
But my friend likes her.
Yeah.
And I want to help him.
Yeah, because we're friends.
If you don't understand that, I'm going to headbutt you.
And then she headbutts her, like, immediately.
Yeah. I'm like, well, you're supposed to wait for the response. And it's like... But yeah, no, she was cool. And then at the end, she even had her whole, like, oh, then me and Chidori are going to fight over Tenga.
Yeah.
We're going to have a wonderful bonding relationship. Like, you're the best.
You're the best. And honestly now, like... I think Nico goes better with Tenga. Like, if I want to, like, true pairing this show.
Are you telling me you want to ship the Tenga
Nico? I want to ship Tenga Nico.
Yeah.
Or Nico Tenga, whichever one comes first.
That's good. I'm glad they confirmed at the end that it's Yuta and Honoka or Maki
together. Yeah, that one is cute. I really like that
one. Yeah, I really like that name. Like, the little sort of...
Like, I want to make you fat so that no pests come around.
Yeah, I'm like, damn.
Damn, so cold.
Damn, girl. My type of woman. But, so that was Kizunaiver.
So did you like Kizunaiver more than Hero Academy?
I think I did.
Okay.
I think I did only because Kizunaiver just, it was just deeper.
It is. Yeah, there is no question that story is much deeper than than think of it. For me, it was Hero Academy just because of, like, I haven't seen a shonen that has caught my attention like it has in a long time.
And in the day, it sort of makes sense because we picked the ones that we picked, as in, like, we like the ones that we picked.
Yeah, we're like, hey, I want to watch this because I think it looks cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, kind of no surprise there. Is there anything else we need to touch on?
So, seasons are over.
Yeah.
Seasons you've watched, is there anything else that you would recommend people watch?
Well, it's weird because...
like, obviously, Luluko is the true anime of the season.
It is. It is the true winner, but I don't know if I'd recommend... like, if you're following along with us right now for these two animes, I don't know if I'd recommend Luluko to you.
Okay.
Just because that show is way out there
compared to... left field compared to what we're watching.
Yeah, and that is definitely more of what I'm into, mm-hmm. but I don't know if that's...
But okay, let's do that. Like, personal preferences, like, even though these are, like, do you still recommend... like, stuff that you liked the most. I don't want, like, I'm thinking of the audience and what to get people into. I'm thinking of what I like the most.
Well, first, okay, then, I would definitely say the anime of the season for me is still Luluko.
Okay.
It is everything I wanted from Trigger. Yeah, everything and more. When I thought they couldn't, like, do more or deliver more of what I wanted, the ending, the final two episodes happen, and it's just... amazing.
Okay.
Like, the amount of shit they pull.
Even stuff, like, certain references that I didn't get, like, was the super fast cop dude who's, like, a shark, and then there's the big gorilla guy who throws a girl at everybody.
Yeah, what's it called? Is it, Sex and Love at Mock Speed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, it seems like if you are
Sex and Violence at Mock Speed,
okay, sorry. If you're way into Trigger,
and,
like, what that studio encompasses, this is nothing... but it's not even just fan service. Like, it's just a good show, and it's everything you would want.
It's like a celebration of their entire style.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really cool.
But that's a short. So I know a lot of people would be like, nah, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count. Short, Vince.
Yeah. So I guess the thing that I've been liking the most is...
that's Motorcycle tough. High School Girls.
No, it's not. That's not even that. I mean, it's okay. It's a toss-up at the moment, but I think I will say a Carbonari of the Iron Fortress.
Okay, wow. All right.
I'll only say this. The other one I was thinking was ReZero.
It's surprising because I barely heard you talk about it when we had, like, our outside anime club check-ins.
Yeah.
So.
It's, I mean, it's... that show, like, there's not really much to discuss. It's just watching it happen.
Yeah.
You know?
That is also a great... like, if you want to have, like, a watching club at home, like, that is also a great show.
Yeah, like, the discussions that go on, like, it is kind of like Attack on Titan in the sense that there's simple theories that you could play out and dwell upon and discuss. But at the end of the day, it's a train in a zombie apocalypse, and there's really not much more to it. And
you kill zombies.
Yeah, and I mean, like, yeah, you want to know a bit more about the backstories or who these characters are, but that show is just entirely fun to watch it play out.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. I think for me, it is still what I've been talking about the whole time.
I know
it is. Sakamoto Desuka.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't, again, like, the way Shonen has got me, like, Boku no Hero's got me for shonen.
Yeah.
This has got me for comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, haven't laughed so hard since, like, Nichijou.
There are some good gags in that show.
Yeah. The porn gag, though.
That might be my favorite of all of them.
He's making a current, our new air current, to blow open the thing. Just, that show is, like, it's super over the top. If you're not into gags, I showed my girlfriend a episode of this show, and I showed her the porn skit because I felt like that was a super strong skit. Okay. And she's like, this reminds me of silent movies, of silent comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Where
I can see that.
It's all visual gags.
Yeah.
And the visuals are always over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Because of silent, like, back in silent movie days, like, if you watch like old silent comedy movies, their visual gags, they all have to be super over dramatized because of the medium, right? You can't use sound effects, you can't use, like, a thwap or anything. Yeah. It's all acting.
Mm-hmm.
But Sakamoto does that ridiculousness, but also manages to blend in current style comedy with, like, old slapstick.
Mm-hmm.
And even in Western television, there's like only one show that I can think of. It's like with a girl agent. I forget her name.
The girl agent.
Yeah, there's a girl agent. It's a comedy cop show.
What?
Shit, I can't remember. There's a show I've been watching, like a live action show I've been watching. I haven't talked about it yet on the podcast.
Oh.
And it's just like really good slapstick comedy.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
Fuck. I forget.
Okay.
That sucks.
Cause it was a good show. Suck.
Talk about it on the podcast.
Yes. Yeah. The one thing I'll say about Sakamoto is that I think it's very age or generation dependent.
Okay.
As in, if you are a millennial, this is fucking hilarious. But if you are not,
like if you're older,
yeah, because okay. Like I know some people who are older, and they've watched this and they're like, I don't get it, and I'm like, you know what, that makes perfect sense. It's not part of your generation, like the style of comedy that Sakamoto relies on is very, it is very, I guess millennial focused. So that's the only thing to worry about. I mean, like, definitely if you're, like, above 35, probably won't get it.
Okay.
That's all I'll say.
Yeah, there's a certain, I would agree with that.
There's an age threshold on this show.
I would never show this to my dad. Like,
Your dad would just be like, what is this garbage?
This is just whatever.
Yeah.
But I wonder, like, if you can find, like, an, like, 80-year-old who grew up on, like, silent movies and be like, back to comedy roots.
That's tough, because most 80-year-olds just laugh at anything.
Yeah, they'll laugh at anything, true. They're like, they go back to kids style, like, hey, Grandpa, fart. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I was having dinner with my grandpa the other day, and he just started laughing at me eating. I'm like, why are you laughing?
It's like, you eat funny.
He didn't say that. He just kept laughing. I'm like, okay.
All right, Grandpa, whatever. But yeah, I my favorite was, I think...
That's good.
Sakamoto.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. That's it for this anime. This is the finale. What a sad time.
I mean, can't say back next week with Anime Club because there's no more Anime Club.
That was 12 weeks. No. 12 weeks.
Yeah, that was 12 weeks.
That was 12 weeks of Anime Club. Wow.
That's a lot of weeks of
Anime Club. Time flies. It's 3 months.
Damn.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed watching with us this season of anime. If you want more, let us know. We don't know whether we'll bring this one back.
Yeah.
And plus, the new season always starts and I know I haven't checked out what's
going on. I have not checked any chart.
Yeah, the only thing that I know that I want to watch is Food Wars.
Season 2,
okay. Yeah, and that's another 26-episode epic.
Yeah.
So I don't think that would be in contention for Anime Club.
Yeah, unless you want to do 26 weeks of Anime Club.
That's half a year. That's a no-go.
I'm just saying, we can put JoJo in there.
Ooh, no. Let's not try that.
Okay, fine.
But, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Sad times.
It's done.
Okay, then.
We'll see you on our Mother Dad podcast,
mm-hmm.
Three Nerds in a Basement. You can find more of our thoughts there if you enjoyed the Anime Club.
Yeah. Let us know what you guys are watching, too. So let us want to know what you guys are watching.
We'll respond on Facebook. We'll not Twitter, because Twitter is just our Facebook stuff.
Yep.
YouTube comments. Let us know what you thought of the season. Let us know what your favorite show was. And maybe recommend what you'd like to see next as a sideshow, anything.
Yeah, and definitely let us know what your opinions on the shows that we actually talked about were.
Yeah.
Like, I'm curious to know if we're the norm for these two, or if we're outsider. Like, did the rest of the community hate them? Do they like them more?
Yeah, because you did mention a while ago that, like, Shonen Jump took a poll.
Yeah.
And that, like, Boku no Hero was nowhere to be seen on the girls' poll, and, like, bottom of the chart for the guys' poll.
Yeah. So, it'd be interesting to know, I guess, a general consensus of what people thought about those shows.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for watching.
Yeah, thanks.
See you
soon.
Next anime season.
I guess. Bye.